Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every Tuesday at this time, we check in with another medical professional brought to you by Independence Health System Expert Care here. And today we welcome Dr. Michael Swerk, who is the Medical Director, Thoracic Surgery and the Advanced Lung Center at Independence Health System. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Great to be here this morning.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness, and fitting that you join us today. Let's start with an overview of the disease and its particular incidence in Pennsylvania in this region of our state.
Right. Well, listen, November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Last Saturday at La Trobe, we had over 500 people join us in a walk to promote the importance of lung cancer awareness and lung cancer screening. In Pennsylvania, the estimate's about 11,000 people get lung cancer a year. Very high rates in western Pennsylvania, in Westmoreland County, Allegheny County, Butler County. And now the whole basis of what we're doing in healthcare is trying to find cancer before it becomes harmful. Early detection is the key.
And that said, what are some of the things that you're able to do at Independence Health System's Advanced Lung Center?
Well, we started a lung cancer screening program, and the postulate was, if you find cancer early, you can treat it and you can cure it. So what happened was, several years ago, there was data coming out that if you got a low-dose CAT scan, and this is just a detailed X-ray that takes pictures of the lung, if you get that CAT scan and you are at risk for lung cancer, your chance of dying from lung cancer over your lifetime goes way down. So we put together a comprehensive program, and at this point, we've screened over 25,000 scans looking for lung cancer in our community in thousands and thousands of patients. So the goal is to find the tumor early, treat it early, and keep people healthy and cancer-free.
Obviously, as a physician in this particular discipline, smoking is probably a huge factor for a lot of people. And what are other risk factors for lung cancer?
Sure. Well, 80 to 85% of lung cancer is related to a prior history of smoking, for sure. So the people we're trying to screen are people between the ages of 50 and 80 years old. These are the current recommendations. They will change. And people that have smoked an equivalent of 20 pack years, meaning a pack of cigarettes a day per year for 20 years. What's happening now is we're seeing younger people getting cancer, all types of cancers, especially lung cancer, especially in women. So things that are other risk factors are asbestos, radon exposure from the soil, and really the pollution that you breathe every day in industry. It dusts certain types of metals and things. But number one risk factor, smoking, hasn't changed. And really the focus, Larry, is going to have to be on preventing people from smoking and dealing with smoking cessation. We're doing good in our society. We have to do better.
That said, once you detect cancer, what happens next?
Well, what we do is we run what's called a nodule program. So many people get CAT scans and they'll find spots on their lung. The question is, you have to go to a balanced team of professionals and they have to look at this and say, is this just a benign growth like a skin mole, or is this something more serious? So when we scan you, we'll bring you in within a day or two. We'll show you your CAT scan. And then we'll start a whole program based on trying to figure out whether or not that lung nodule is benign or malignant. And if it is, we have a whole battery of things to take care of it. So our goal is to take care of people in our community close to home and provide outstanding care.
And reach out to Independence Health System for questions. Medical Director, Thoracic Surgery and Advanced Lung Center at Independence Health System, Dr. Michael Swerk. Appreciate the work you and your team does each and every day, Doctor. Thank you.
Appreciate what you do. Good luck today. It's a big day.
It is a big day. You're right. And this brought to you by Independence Health System, expert care here.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.